For example, PLD 13 care today's date is 07/20/2023. Dictation is for Miss Mary Richardson. Richardson spells R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N. Mary spells M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 12/30/1949. This is a 73-year-old here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Mary has a history of hypercholesterolemia, diabetes type 2, anxiety, coronary artery disease. Here for follow-up. Here for follow-up for these condition and medication refill period. She said that since her last visit, she was hospitalized for a stroke. She stated that she has residual left facial droop and drooling. She says she has to have a towel to wipe her mouth frequently because she cannot manage her saliva because of weakness in her face, period. Patient says she was admitted in the hospital for about a week or so. She was evaluated by a cardiologist, a neurologist, who adjusted her medication from what she was taking prior. She stated that she has routine follow-up with a cardiologist who advised her to continue taking clopidogrel and aspirin together, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. CVA is added, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patients report to drooling. Open parentheses, poorly control of the saliva. She has to use a rag to wipe her mouth frequently. Close parentheses. Next paragraph, she reports left-sided facial numbness and weakness. Open parentheses, patient says she had extensive speech therapy and other physical therapy to address her CVA and is doing much better today, period. Next paragraph, past social history denies you tobacco, alcohol, drug use. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 129/69. Pulse 84. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Oral. Patient is literally drooling. Or left sided face has a mild left sided droop. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious lungs. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, upper and lower extremities, strength on the left is reduced approximately 3 to 5. Strength on the right is normal, 5/5. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented. In mild distress, next paragraph, facial droop, and poor control of saliva. Next paragraph, mood and effect are normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is coronary artery disease. Assessment number 2 is hypercholesterolemia. Assessment number 3 is diabetes type 2. Assessment number 4 is anxiety. Assessment number 3, number 5 is medication refill. Number 6 is cerebrovascular accident, period. Next paragraph, patients. Medication will refill as follows. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams, 1 half. BID for 90 days, number 45. Next medication, glipizide, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, clonazepam for 0.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, atorvastatin. 80 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 30 days. Number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was given lab slip to take to Quest for labs. Labs namely ordered our CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none, end of the patient.